totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Van der Holyfield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't think he believes it.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez. Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? We are back live Friday, 1 o'clock. This is our second time at 1 o'clock.
I know, and I think the first show went really well, so we decided to do it again.
Well, that means, why not? That means all we can do is go downhill from there. But honored for the next 10 or 15 minutes, Sean KO Radio.
I'm here.
In the house, stopped by the Bunker. Bunker sponsored by Bulge Clothing. If you'd like to win
the Bulge Bunker.
It's the Bulge Bunker. If you'd like to win some Bulge clothing, go to their website, bulgeclothing.com. Tell me what size you want. Then send it to me via Twitter. Be careful. We can't say that.
That's why I chuckled.
You guys can't say what we do on the national show that we do here.
We'll take your word for it. We'll take
your word. Via Twitter, via Facebook, email through knockoutradio.com. What size shirt, undies, whatever you want. We'll put a package together. We'll draw some names. We'll
put a package together. Yeah. I see what you did there.
See what you did on that one.
Some Bulge clothing. So on Thursday Night Football, it was the New York Giants versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Przarczyk back, hands off, fumble. Herm Edwards returns it for the touch. Oh, yeah, that was before you guys were born. Last night was
you remember
Denver.
That, but you don't remember what you had for this morning.
I believe that's next week's Thursday Night Football.
Giants, Philly?
I believe so.
Well, what happened last night? I didn't see it.
Redskins, Giants. Sorry.
Oh, even better. Jay Gruden at quarterback.
No, he could probably do a better job.
Could he suit up?
Call his own number.
Could he? Would he?
Player coach.
More importantly, should he?
Do you hear the rumor? I don't know if you guys talked about it. Well, I mean, I was here last week. We didn't talk about it.
And you're talking about me and breakfast.
Yeah. That's funny.
Allegedly, RG3 played scout team defense.
Yeah.
Last week. Just sticking it to him.
You know, Jay's making a decision. He's putting his foot in the sand, and he's putting his reputation and his head coaching job on the line.
So quickly. Well, he hasn't been there for too long.
I think it proves that this is the interview process for his next job, that he's not afraid to say, you're the star player, but you're terrible. We're benching you, instead of, you're the star player. We have to play you.
It's not going to turn out well in Washington, but
it never does.
Then that's the point. It never does in Washington. We'll see what happens down the road. All right, I want to get to the Bucs. We're going to talk about that. There were some very interesting predictions made last night. But talk about last night, the return of Herm Edwards returning a fumble, which should have never have happened because it should have been a take a knee. But talk us through last night. The Denver Broncos down. They score two touchdowns in, 9 seconds?
9 seconds to take a 7-point lead and come away on the road victorious, which we had already seen one of the biggest choke jobs ever on Sunday night with the Giants choking away the game against the Cowboys. And you have to think about it. That's a division matchup.
And stay there for a second. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about Eli Manning telling the running back, don't score. Go down at the one. Then, if he wants to do that, at least don't have an incomplete pass.
Take the sack.
Run the clock out. If you're going to stick with it, stick with it the whole way.
That's 40 more seconds off the clock, and I believe they scored with 7 seconds left. So no time left, no timeouts, anything. So these two games are division matchups, which means essentially the win is two wins. You need to win this game. They choked last week. So now this week, Jamal Charles fumbled at the 3-yard line in the first quarter. Caught a pass, fumbled, and the only reason I know that is he's on my fantasy team. It's an easy way in. So he fumbles. They take a 14-0 lead, I believe, almost going into halftime. There's about 2:20 left. And they say all they need to do is just run the ball, get down to the two-minute warning. Denver doesn't have any timeouts. Come out of the two-minute warning, run two more times with Jamaal Charles. He's a Pro Bowl running back. If he gets a first down, great. If he doesn't, leave him with as little time as possible. Andy Reid comes out and throws, I believe, three passes, if not two. One gets picked off by Tlaib, and now they're set up. And Emmanuel Sanders scores with 2:31 left, so it was just before. And then they scored again with 48 seconds left, Denver did, to go 14-14 in halftime. You can't give Manning a fresh slate, even though he played terribly.
Yeah, and people are already talking about retire. Don't wait until the end of the year. Retire now. You're off.
They said there were seven kickers from week 12 to the end of the year that scored more points than him, fantasy-wise, last year. He was the 20th-ranked quarterback going in. They were saying, take Teddy Bridgewater. Don't take Manning. He's on the backside. Right. He's going to not have a great year. They're going to rely on the running game, and the running game's terrible. So now they said, put him in the shotgun, just let him throw. Don't let him get hit.
I know you're only here for a couple minutes, and then you got to go do some errands and some legwork and reporting for us for a segment, you know, that you're working
absolutely.
On. And I understand that, and I appreciate it.
Field reporter.
But yeah, that's the word I couldn't think of. But talk about what I just heard you two soccer heads talking about, because mm-hmm. I found this very, very interesting about my buddies, the Grammaticas.
So I heard today that I believe it was Martin went out. I think it was D.C. where Argentina played a couple weeks ago for the international break. It might have been somewhere else. I know they played in Dallas.
But it was definitely somewhere.
It was in the United States. So
they were somewhere.
It was definitely
somewhere. Can be confirmed.
They said the whole trip was for the kids to meet Messi, who is arguably the greatest soccer player in the world. And the Gramatica said that when they got to the hotel and the training facility, they were welcomed as heroes, just as the kids think the soccer players are heroes, because everything they did to put Argentina on the map for football, because they were the first two Argentinian football stars.
That's cool.
Football with an O and not football with a U.
And, you know, knowing Martin, Santiago, and Bill, and good guys, good community guys doing a lot for our heroes. I love hearing that story. I didn't know anything about it, and they're not the type of people to even talk about it.
And that's what they were saying. I believe they were talking to Bill about something, and are you heroes? Are you recognized? And he's like, yeah, you know what? And Martin goes, Bill's humble. Yes. Yes, we are. That's just how it is. We're recognized.
That's very, very
But they did
cool.
say at the kickball tournament that if someone goes down, Bill starts stretching, and he's ready to fill in.
Stretching, but not jumping.
Not jumping. He'll stretch. Got to stretch the knee out.
He'll get, if they're on first-name basis with him, get Messi to show up. He's imagine that. Right, have Messi on your kickball team.
I'm pretty assuming good. As a non-soccer guy, football with the O, that's a pretty big deal.
Well, yeah, if you have arguably the best soccer player in the world.
Is he still the best? I know that he has been. Nobody's caught up. Who's the closest? Who's number two?
CR7, Cristiano Ronaldo. And Messi this year just beat Cristiano Ronaldo for best player in the world.
And just recently in the Champions League, I think it was 2 days ago, Ronaldo scored a hat trick to now pass Messi for most goals in Champions
League. They were tied really? Before, I think. Ronaldo has scored. He had 5 goals in one game last weekend.
No big deal.
And then this week, he had 3 goals in this most recent game. So in the last 2 games, he has 8 goals.
The easiest way to describe Cristiano Ronaldo, he would be the equivalent of Alex Rodriguez. I think that would be not the cheating aspect, but you either love him or hate him.
Polarizing.
Really?
There are.
Yeah.
He has a statue. Doesn't he have a statue of himself?
I think he spent about 30,000 euro on a statue of himself that he's going to put in the foyer of his house.
Nothing wrong with that.
He bought his agent an island for his wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So again, not even necessarily A-Rod, you know, for all us baseball, you know, fans and followers, but a New York Yankees. Because the New York Yankees are either loved or hated. You know, they were the best, so maybe that's a correlation.
Real Madrid, the team for which he plays club-wise.
That's spelled R-E-A-L, I believe.
That is correct. Value him at $1 billion.
And they just got overtaken for most valuable.
Overtaken?
Overtaken, sorry. Overtaken. I'm thinking. They're
the
valued around $3.3 billion, and the Cowboys are now valued at $4 billion.
And how do you think the Cowboys made that jump?
Yeah.
Jerry World is that big of a deal?
Well, they're now building the new training facility, which will be open next year.
How do you place a value on the training facility though? Because Are they bringing in income from that?
I wouldn't think so.
Well, so, training camps, do you not bring in money for training camp?
They train out in California.
Not anymore.
They're not in Oxford?
Nope. From here on out, they are no longer traveling. It is there. Everything that they need is going to be, I think it's Frisco, Texas.
Wow. Oh, which is right there. Yep. I believe there's a gun range there.
There is a gun range.
Are you headed to the gun range?
I sent a message. Well, said person doesn't work for that gun range anymore. There's a new gun range that's even bigger that's opening up in Fort Worth. So,
you know, speaking of gun ranges, though, you know what? I don't know if you two realize that. Well, I don't know if you guys realize this, but you are now in the presence of the gun show.
Oh, my
God. Hey.
He's wearing a T-shirt this time. Oh, thank God. Not a tank top.
Thank God. There are new rules at the bunker here. You know, the bulge clothing bunker is to wear clothes. Last week, those tank tops were just absolutely
brutal. There's nothing wrong.
And
with
on a quick side note, we didn't finish on the Thursday night game. Jamal Charles, the game's tied. About 24 seconds left. They hand
clutch
it to
time
him to run the clock out instead of taking knees, and he fumbles the ball that is picked up in return for a touchdown. Now, earlier in the offseason, I believe Jamal Charles compared himself to LeBron James, saying, "I am the LeBron James of the NFL," and now he chokes in the fourth quarter, which everyone gets on LeBron for doing.
So
bad timing.
We have come full circle, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Speaking of the LeBron James of basketball, our local LeBron James of basketball, Maurice Spates, is going to have the NBA Championship Trophy.
Larry O'Brien Trophy.
Yeah, the official title for it, in St. Pete tomorrow. Well, it's probably here now.
He gets in a little bit later today.
Oh, I forgot. His personal assistant is sitting here.
Gets in a little bit later. So,
our inside source.
1-3 tomorrow at Child's Park.
All right. Here's what I want out of you.
Okay.
And I never really ask you for things. You walk in, you come in whenever you want, you leave whenever you want.
Yeah, that's right.
You do whatever reports and field reporting you want to do.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, I do know who you are. Exactly. And that's why this is what we want. The Talking Sports staff would like to meet up with Maurice Spates sometime tonight or first thing tomorrow so that we can get some pitches for the website.
Okay.
I don't want to have to go out to the park.
He didn't say what I think I'll try it. I like that answer. It was okay.
I'll send a message. We'll see what I can do.
Okay.
I'm sure he's in the
Now you're
right
backtracking.
Now.
No. I'll see. I'll see what I can do. I'll try.
So where do you want to go to, like, do a Chick-fil-A parking lot and take a picture with the trophy?
Well, since that's a plug for Chick-fil-A, sure.
Well, they won't care. What's the trophy?
Wherever. Okay. Wherever you guys do your meetings.
Chick-fil-A parking lot.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, then that works. We could do it at Torta Pizza. Let's do it at Torta Pizza.
Well, now you're telling me. I don't know if I can get it done. I haven't given you the definite.
Given?
You're on a roll.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm ready to go. I'm hungry. I know how you feel now, Wags.
Yes.
I feel fine. Well, so I don't know what you're talking about.
When you're 32 and a half minutes out or something like that, you're just very hungry.
We would like a sit down with your NBA champion, Maurice Spates, to take a couple photos.
He's
of the
my
trophy.
NBA champion now?
Well, he's always been your NBA champion.
The NBA champion. The current NBA champion. One of the NBA champions.
Is the trophy bigger than Wags?
I don't think so.
I've seen some trophies bigger than Wags. There were some softball trophies back in the day.
The Stanley Cup's bigger than him.
Well, probably. Put it all together.
Probably.
Yeah, if you definitely put it all together. All right. Well, let's. I know you got to leave soon.
1-3 tomorrow.
Child's Park. And you can take photos with Maurice.
And the trophy.
That's not us. We're going to do our special thing at Torta Pizza. We're going to get a hold of Matt. We're going to have him put out some pizzas. Just for the staff. So Ed, Lola, everybody down at the main studio, come on down, grab some pizza.
What I need to find out, though, is he traveling with the trophy, or do they send somebody a handler like the NHL
like the Stanley
does?
Cup?
I would say probably.
And they wouldn't let it go out of sight. They have the itinerary. They may even come in tomorrow at noon. So that's what I'll ask.
Okay, so at 11:30, have the handler of the Larry O'Brien Trophy meet us
at 11:30.
At 11:30.
Okay. When they get in at noon.
Okay. Then 12:15.
Okay.
12:30. On the way to Child's Park.
It's on the way.
It is kind of on the way.
Not really.
It's not. It's not way off. It's not like it's in Lakeland.
It's not. But you're going to tell the NBA, hey, I know you need to go here.
No, I'm not. You are.
Oh, I am. Yeah. It's for you because I'm already going
on
down
behalf
there.
Of.
Are you really going down there?
I was told.
You were told.
I said it's very cool what you're doing with the trophy. The response was, yes, sir. Come.
Okay.
I'll be there. Right. That's all I need.
what's your pick for the weekend? I don't know when you've got to take off for this interview. What's your picks for this weekend? Give me some Sherlocks, because you're the NFL guy as well, and maybe an upset.
All right. Well, I'm pulling up the schedule real quick.
21-17 Bucks?
Absolutely not. The Bucks are going to get a 35 dropped on them. It's in New Orleans. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, they don't do well in New Orleans at the Superdome.
All right. So, upset I'll give the lock. I'm going Tennessee over Cleveland. Tennessee's going to be 2-0.
Wow.
Your rookie of the year.
Really?
Yeah, he's going to throw three more.
You're jumping on that early because of just the victory against the Bucs. Interesting.
Well, he looked like a Pro Bowler against the Bucs.
There's got to be a better lock than that.
What, a better lock than that? St. Louis over Washington?
That's a better lock.
Miami over Jacksonville?
Jacksonville didn't play that bad last week, didn't they?
No, but it's Jacksonville.
Okay.
Arizona over Chicago?
I think the lock is going to be the St. Louis.
And the upset special, Buffalo over New England.
Ooh. Ooh. I don't know about that. Bills looked great, but I don't know. It's hard to.
Where's the game at?
It's in Buffalo.
It's in Buffalo. So you get.
Did you hear how Rex Ryan says you cover? I think he said you only can use a transformer to cover Rob Gronkowski. Something like that. Something stupid that you can't do.
So does that mean that you box in one and you put the box on Gronkowski and worry about everybody
else? Everybody else runs free.
Yeah. I mean, kind of like what
which is
about
great because I have Julian Edelman on my fantasy team, so just throw it to him.
Final thing of this segment. I know we're a couple minutes over. What the heck? It's Alex's show. Ronda Rousey has come out and said she is the greatest fighter in the world. Thoughts?
It's confidence.
Arrogance is what it might be.
Greatest fighter in the world.
She's not the greatest fighter in the world, first and foremost. She's an MMA fighter. Don't say you're the greatest, you're the best, you're any of that stuff, because
if you're saying fighter, that's including all martial arts, that's including boxing, that's
more important, it's including Floyd Mayweather.
Well, he retired, so he's no longer
has he put his paperwork
he said he was done. There's no paperwork like there is in
He's
done.
Okay,
he is gonna fight again.
I mean, yeah, we talked to Ray Flores last night.
He is gonna fight.
He's pretty confident that he's going to.
I don't.
His ego won't allow it.
No, I don't. And like Ray Flores said last night, them opening up this new arena.
Yeah,
he
drove past it.
He's going to want to be, you know, the first boxer there, the first combat sports there. He'll get in there before the UFC, which they're doing it in July. I think he comes back. He breaks the record. He fights another cupcake. It's not going to be much of a fight. You will see Mayweather fight again.
It'll happen.
I don't think it happens.
All right, we're a little bit over, so let's hit it. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by BulgeClothing.com and Original Doggy. That's DOGGI.com. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
At Tour de Pizza, we pride ourselves on making delicious, healthy food at an affordable price. Signature pizzas, fresh salads, hearty subs, and calzones. Tour de Pizza has it all and offers dine-in, carry-out, and delivery service. Tour de Pizza is located on 4th Street in St. Petersburg. So give them a call today, 727-895-5555. 727-895-5555. You'll be glad you did.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
I'd like to welcome Tampa Arms Company to the Talking Sports and the Players Show family. Tampa Arms Company provides it all, from training classes for pistol, rifles, and shotguns, as well as the concealed carry classes, to AR-15 build classes. That's where you'll learn to build your very own AR-15, and at the end of the class, you keep the rifle. Online ordering is available with over $1 billion in firearms and accessories at TampaArmsCompany.com. Classes 3 Truss and products are also available at Tampa Arms Company. Check them out today at TampaArmsCompany.com. Springfield, Glock, Century Arms, Remington, Smith & Wesson, plus much, much more. And no limits of ammo. If it's in stock, buy the quantities you want. That's Tampa Arms Company.
It's almost football season, which means it's almost tailgate season. And the best place to get your tailgating menu is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Nothing says football like fresh grilled chicken and steak skewers served sizzling hot with a little pita bread and some hummus. This ain't your daddy's tailgate. This is Little Greek Fresh Grill. Help Little Greek celebrate the kickoff to football season. Little Greek Fresh Grill with 16 area locations and growing. Little Greek Fresh Grill. Fresh, flavorful, fabulous.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say, we look marvelous. Got Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back, coming to you live from the Bulge Clothing Bunker, hanging out here, talking sports, doing some cool stuff. Neglected to talk about this Monday night at the Players Show with Danny Lansana. A couple things I forgot to bring up.
That was a great show, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's talk about everyone's favorite college football team, the Florida Gators.
Yes, sir.
I believe they finally topped last year's offensive guys blocking each other. Did you ever see that play last year?
I did.
Did you see what happened on Saturday? It's a turnover late in the game. It's two Florida Gators going for the football.
Mm.
Both Florida Gators have open field, about 70 yards to a touchdown.
Right.
They are fighting each other for the football. When one guy gets the football, what do you think the teammate did?
Just basing this off of context, I'm going to say tackle
him. He tackled him.
Huh.
What?
Come on.
It was.
I don't care what's going on. You may want to pad your stats or whatever early in the season. But come on. If somebody else on your team gets the ball, I think we've seen recently that you want to score as many points as possible. You don't want to keep points off the board, if you will.
Funniest
so
thing.
Let them go.
Your thoughts about head coach screaming. Of course, I don't have my notes in front of me. Screaming at the running back when he did the throat slashing. Deal. What's your thoughts on that?
I think throat slashing, I think implied or otherwise, I think that's a little bit much, especially if it's a celebration. It's not necessary. I'm sure there's plenty of other things that go on that are nasty in the sport, like people intentionally trying to hurt other players, that type of stuff. But even if it's a celebration, going that far, I think that's a little much.
It was too much. There's
a penalty.
Right. I mean, it's absolutely too much. You drew a penalty. I'm okay with getting yelled at. I'm okay with being benched. I think head coach dude went a little overboard. And, you know, somebody was filming it. He used the F word more than you can use on the internet shows. I think it's a little too much. And I give the kid a lot of control. Because if somebody's in my face like that, screaming like he was doing, I'm liable to do or say something that I'm going to regret as I'm doing it.
Now, again, though, as a player, that's something you know at some point in time will happen to you, or you'll be around it because somebody else on your team is going to mess up and they're going to get chewed out.
Getting chewed out is one thing. I'm okay with getting chewed out. I've been chewed out before. When I was in the military, you know, there's a day, and I'm sure the Air Force, even though it's not considered the military, it's the next best thing. Don't give me a look like that.
You do this on the Air Force's birthday?
Well,
you do this on the Air Force birthday.
They're 86.
They're 68.
68? They've 68. Only been around 68 years?
They are the youngest of the branches, yes. They're looking good for 68.
Okay. You are looking good for 68.
Appreciate that. Thank you. I age gracefully.
Okay. So when we were in boot camp for the military, when yes. I was in the United States Naval System, and, you know, it's 1-5 day, and, you know, they get in your face, and they're screaming at you, and you didn't do this right. But they never dropped the F-bombs.
What?
They never dropped an F-bomb on 1-5 day when they're screaming and hollering at you.
Okay, so you're giving me crap because the Air Force is kinder, gentler than everybody else, yet we got chewed out worse than you guys did in boot.
But you don't need to use the words like that when you're getting screamed and hollered at. You can get
it. But it happens. Yeah.
Did you watch An Officer and a Gentleman? How many times do they use the F-bomb on that?
So?
Well, I'm just saying. It's okay to get screamed at. I'm sure Lola's ready to scream at me right now, but I doubt she's going to drop the F-bombs. You can get yelled at. How many times when you got yelled at by your parents did they use profanity?
I don't think that... Yeah, no.
Okay,
yeah.
So you can get your word across, you know, your
but that,
point across.
That is apparent to a child, though.
And what is this?
This is not apparent to a child. This is
what is it?
Men to men.
Men to men?
I think so.
All right, you're going to yell and you're going to use those types of words, man to man? Then another man is going to respond a little differently, which you can't because it's sort of an employer-employee kind of thing. How many times is an employer going to yell at an employee and use that type of language over and over? I'm not saying that somebody's never used it on me.
Right.
It's not that you can yell it at me because I think everybody is what I think everybody is and it doesn't matter and all that stuff. I just think he kind of went overboard a lot. A lot.
It happens.
And I think he should be reprimanded as well.
Do you think he will?
Yeah, I do. Whether it's publicly or privately, I think he will. And I think he should. And again, I'm okay if he wants to, you know, grab him by the face mask. What the F are you doing? One time. That's okay. You got your point across. The guy looked like me when I'm on the phone with an airline company. Are you kidding me?
If you wanted to say the airline company, you can. You've been calling them out, so might as well.
How about this? I book a flight. I pay for a flight. I book my seats. I pay for the seats on American Airlines. Mm-hmm. I go to check it. Everything's pending. This has been a month. You have my money. Now my seats are gone.
Yeah, I don't think... How does pending work?
I have no idea. I've never seen anything like this before. So I understand getting upset. And I'm not going to say that I didn't drop an F-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On my 2.5 hours on the phone with him. I just wasn't a lunatic. I wasn't a lunatic like he was. And I've been a lunatic on many occasions. And I think he topped me.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Just my thoughts. And that's a perfect time to say, this is Talking Sports, brought to you by Bulge Clothing, original doggy. There's a lot of sponsors that have jumped on, not only Talking Sports, not only Knockout Radio, but the Player Show. And when you see what we're getting, to give away for a couple of the players, and I know they're not golfers, so they're going to sign these golf bags, and I'm going to show you a picture, and I'm going to let you describe it when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location, opening soon, to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Wegs from Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what one might call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street in Pinellas Park.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
Budget Self-Storage is proud to sponsor Talking Sports with Randy Harris, heard every Friday at 2 p.m. You want your garage back? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need confidential documents shredded? Contact Budget Self-Storage. You need the spare room back? Contact Budget Self-Storage at 800-578-7135. Discounts and promos available at BudgetSelfStorageFlorida.com. Budget Self-Storage offers a 10% discount to military as well. That's Budget Self-Storage at 1-800-578-7135. Call today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dane Cook, and you are on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris and Benjamin Glossop.
Rocking out in the Bulge Clothing Bunker here on Talking Sports on this 18th day of September. Once again, happy birthday to the U.S. Air Force.
But, happy birthday. I was only kidding.
We haven't talked to...
fourth of four.
We haven't talked to...
No, you're not. You're not four. Well, let's see. Navy's first, then the Marines, then the Army. Then who else is there?
Well, the Coast Guard, but they
don't count
they belong to the Department of Transportation unless we are in a... declared war.
Yeah, so really you are fourth because the Coast Guard, and you could never be in the Coast Guard. I don't know if you knew that.
Because I'm not tall enough.
You're not you're not 6 feet. You have to be 6 feet or taller to be in the Coast Guard, and that's in case the ship sinks so you can walk back to shore.
Exactly. So, and actually I need to correct myself. They're not Department of Transportation. They were transferred over to Department of Homeland Security, that being the Coast Guard. That said, we haven't talked much baseball today.
Best of ball.
We have to get to the Rays and
do we
sort of go, well, we have to go back in time and give our opinions on what we've seen throughout the season because obviously we're out of the AL East race, still 6.5 games back in the wild card standings. That's going to be tough to do with not too many games left in the season. So let's give our grades for what we've seen in a transitional year. This was Coach Cash's first season. And what are your thoughts on how the Rays have done? They're 70-76 right now. What were you expecting?
I never expect much. I mean, we Fair all enough. Know that. You know, they've done a lot with very little. Mm-hmm. You know, I understand that. I'll give them a C minus.
C minus, okay. All right.
Leaning towards a D. You know, I'm probably and I may change it to a D or I may move it up to a C.
Okay.
Depending how they play out. I don't like the coaching, to be honest with you. It appears like a lot of Cash's moves are being told to him what to do. I hate pitch counts. I'm old school. Daryl Knowles, a friend of mine, pitched, I believe at the time, I don't even know if it's been tied because it can't be broken, pitched in all seven games of a World Series. That mm-hmm. doesn't happen anymore.
Right.
You know, Boxberger, shut up, dude. You know, everybody has an excuse. Well, I wasn't used right. How about when you go out there, you pitch?
Do what you're told.
Now, I understand, and somebody told me this, that his one of his main complaints is that he's being used as the closer but not called the closer. Because if you're called the closer, then you get paid as a closer.
Right.
When you're just called a relief pitcher, you get paid less. It just sounded so sour grapes. You know, he's given up a lot of leads. He's lost a lot of games. And it's not, you know, it's not all him. You know, if plays are not made in the field, who gets blamed? The quarterback, the pitcher. You know, there's certain guys that always take the blame. You know, I understand that. But I just didn't like that. I didn't like him doing that at all.
I was going to give him a C plus. We have had some little spurts of goodness. I won't say greatness. And we've had some good performances throughout the season from a handful of players. Obviously, Kiermaier comes to mind both at the plate to some extent, but more so in the field. He's going up for another gold glove 2 years in a row. So that's obviously a good thing to have that consistency from year to year. Chris Archer going up for best starting pitcher award.
I don't like him at all.
Chris Archer?
I don't like him because of the video game that I play, I can't hit him.
Well, and that is because he's going up for the best starting pitcher award. He's that good. And he's, again, trying to do a lot with a little. He has a 12-11 record, but he's been able to keep runners from crossing the plate, less than a 3 ERA in 30 starts.
But how has he been since the All-Star break? I mean, he was unconscious first half of the season. Do you have the stats? And if not, just make them up. It doesn't really matter if it's true. You know, it's talking sports. But I'm sure that, you know, it is nowhere near what it was the first half.
Yeah, I mean, he was unhittable at the beginning. Obviously, I'm trying to pull these stats up, so I'm not.
It's not important.
He hasn't been quite as good as the beginning, but it's hard to do that throughout an entire season, like a Clayton Kershaw, like a Zach Greinke, who are both also going up for the same award.
Hold on a second. Hold on, Mr. Baseball, Mr. USA Baseball, Mr. You Know Everything About Baseball.
I don't.
Then don't put, and I'm not saying you, I'm saying
you in general.
You in general. Then don't put somebody in the category as best pitcher in baseball if he's not able to keep up with the best pitchers in baseball do. Kershaw has done it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Archer is second in the AL in strikeouts.
But
so it's not like he's been a complete.
No, I'm not saying that he's a complete bomb. I'm not giving him the C minus D ranking.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give him maybe a B plus. But I don't consider him the elite of the elite when he hasn't been the consistent guy from day one until whatever day we're in now, 170, 165.
But that's the thing. I mean, Greinke and Kershaw, Chris Sale, Dallas Keuchel, Bumgarner, Felix Hernandez, all these guys are all on this list. But everybody has – it's baseball. There's peaks and valleys. So it's not like all of these guys have been completely dominant the entire time.
What valley did Kershaw have? Just asking. I don't know. I mean, do you know off the top of your head,
not
Mr. Baseball?
Not off the top of my head.
Tom Selleck, Mr. Baseball?
That's a good movie, by the way.
Never saw it.
What?
That shocks you?
It's a sports-related movie that is a little bit more from your time period. I'll put it that way.
Never saw it.
Okay.
Never saw it.
But again,
I'm a Magnum guy.
I've seen the pictures with your mustache. It's pretty impressive. But yeah, going back to the bullpen situation, not just putting everything on Boxberger, but I think a big part of their issues recently have been the inability for the bullpen to finish out a game. I mean, we had it's happened many times with Archer, with Moore recently, with Erasmo Ramirez. He almost no-hit the Yankees going into the eighth inning. And then all of a sudden, there's a ninth inning rally. The Yankees score four runs and win the game. Matt Moore comes in, has a 3-0 lead, takes it through the seventh inning. He gets pulled for Alex Colomé. Orioles score four in the eighth. Game ends 4-3. It was Moore's best start of the year because he came back from his Tommy John. He hasn't been pitching quite as much, but he took his longest game and had two hits and nine Ks on 93 pitches, and it gets thrown out the window because the bullpen can't finish it up. So I think obviously that's a big place of need right now is the bullpen. Longoria, he set a record earlier this year. He has set a milestone, 200 home runs, 250 RBI in his first eight seasons. He's done it with one team, which is something you don't necessarily see. So he's obviously continuing to perform, even though every once in a while he has a little injury he deals with. So there are bright spots, and I think Cash is going to be able to hopefully build on some of those bright spots. But there's definitely a lot of off-season work that's going to need to happen, both on the field but in the front office.
If what happened at the Trop a week or so ago happened about 8-10 years ago, it would have been a much bigger deal than it was when David Ortiz hit his 500th home run.
Correct.
Not too long ago, 500 was the milestone. That was a big deal. It's not anymore. It's not a big deal. 600 is a big deal.
Nowadays.
I'm saying back in the day, I used to have the autographed poster of all the 500, you know, guys, all of them, which was pretty intense. I would rather pay for a house, so I no longer have that picture, if you get my drift. But give me your thoughts on the guy who got the ball, returned it to David Ortiz. Now, Ortiz gave up something that nobody has yet been able to figure out. Give me your thoughts. You catch David Ortiz's ball. What do you do?
Well, I give it back to him.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's something that still, I understand what you're saying, 500 doesn't mean as much, but that is still a pretty impressive milestone, and that's something that...
Oh, no, it's definitely a big deal.
Yeah.
Would you give that ball back to anybody? Would you give it back to just somebody that you like? Would you give it back to somebody you don't like?
Let me put it this way.
And when I say give back, you're not just giving it to him. You are getting compensated.
Yeah, you end up getting something in return. Yes. But even regardless, let's say you're not getting anything in return. Again, that's the right thing to do, in my opinion. It could have been anybody that I'm not a big fan of. Let's say, for instance,
A-Rod.
Alex Rodriguez. If it's his 500th home run, 600th home run, then I'll give it to him, regardless of what asterisks or what his history is, who he's played for.
And not want anything in to be compensated?
It would be nice, but it wouldn't be a requirement. If that is a milestone, I get the ball. That's something that belongs to him.
No, it doesn't belong to him. It belongs to
you. In my opinion.
No, it belongs to you because possession is 10... What is it?
Nine-tenths.
Well, this is 10-tenths because you are in possession of the ball. It is your ball.
And I would give it to him because I don't feel that I have a claim to it.
Well, we could argue.
Sure.
That's what this show's all about.
Yeah.
And again, to
we frequently do.
And to me, a lot of things come into play. A lot of things. You know, if a player has been a total dirtbag, you know, not just in the media, not just, but say to me personally, then I am not just giving it back. I may donate it to somebody else before I give it back to them. Now, if it's something that can help set up my life, my wife's life, my family's life, you know, saw the 800th home run, which breaks a record.
Okay.
Then, no, I'm not just going to give it back for an autographed baseball and a jersey. Being honest with you. Because it's valuable. Ball could be worth $500,000.
Sure.
And if that makes me a dirtbag, then it makes me a dirtbag. But, you know, when you're a fan and you're in the outfit, the thing that kills me a lot of times is a home run. This is one of the things that drives me crazy all the time. A visitor hits a home run. It goes into the outfield.
Throwback.
The outfield throws it back, right? Then somebody in the outfield throws it in. It goes to the first base coach. What does the first base coach do? Flips it in the stands. What? And then the person down the right field line in the more expensive seats keeps the ball and says, sweet, I just got, this is awesome.
That's why you pay for those.
What?
That, those seats.
To me, it just absolutely doesn't make sense. All right, when we return, we are going to talk about the Hall of Fame ballot that just came out.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to touch base, which we briefly did last night on some names. Also, we're going to talk about the 5-year suspension handed down to Nick Diaz for testing positive, or did he, for smoking weed. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
I'd like to welcome Tampa Arms Company to the Talking Sports and the Players Show family. Tampa Arms Company provides it all, from training classes for pistol, rifles, and shotguns, as well as the concealed carry classes, to AR-15 build classes. That's where you'll learn to build your very own AR-15, and at the end of the class, you keep the rifle. Online ordering is available with over $1 billion in firearms and accessories at TampaArmsCompany.com. Classes 3 Truss and products are also available at Tampa Arms Company. Check them out today at TampaArmsCompany.com. Springfield, Glock, Century Arms, Remington, Smith & Wesson, plus much, much more. And no limits of ammo. If it's in stock, buy the quantities you want. That's Tampa Arms Company.
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number 1 in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Hey, Randy Regime, this is Weggs from Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what one might call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first-class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street in Pinellas Park.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Lomas Brown, and you're talking sports with Randy, the Monster Jam Man.
All right, this Monday out at the Press Box Sports Emporium, 222 South Dale Mabry, the return of the Players Show. Last week, I thought was phenomenal.
It was a great show.
Santa. This Monday, Jacquees Smith coming out. Your boy Elvis Fisher may come out as well.
Yes, sir.
So that'll be cool. So come on out. A lot of sweet giveaways. $5.99, I think it is, burgers out at the Press Box. You certainly can't beat that. A lot of MMA. I know I said
there
that we're going to hit up on the Hall of Fame ballot. We'll get to that, and we will touch base real quickly on the Nick Diaz getting a 5-year suspension for testing positive for the third time for smoking the wacky tabacky. But a lot of MMA this weekend. World Series of Fighting.
Justin Gaethje versus Louis Palomino, number two. Going to be a good good fight.
Good. Yeah.
The first one, obviously, was Gaethje and Palomino's first fight against each other. Gaethje defended his title. That was a finish, but it was a good enough fight to garner an immediate rematch. This is going to be a little bit different. Gaethje is going to be walking out in his bulge clothing board shorts, and going to be a big night for...
And that's tonight.
That is tonight, correct.
Tomorrow night out in San Jose, Bellator Dynamite. Kind of a unique thing what they're doing. It's on Spike TV. It's free. They're going to have some kickboxing, a kickboxing ring, as well as a cage for MMA. The main event is going to be Tito Ortiz going for another world title in the light heavyweight division against Liam McGeary. Should be a good fight. I'm hoping it's going to be a good fight. I never root. But if I was to root... And it's nothing against Liam McGeary, but I am a Tito Ortiz guy.
Absolutely.
Have been from day one. We have some punishment clothing that we'll give away as well. We'll do that next week on Knockout Radio. Great, great fight. But the thing that I'm looking – one of the fights that I'm looking forward to the most this weekend will be the co-main event. And you sent us our notes. I'm looking at the notes. It's so weird to see TBA, or really TBD, to be determined, against – to be determined. It has been a long, long time since this has happened, at least here in the States, to the best of my knowledge.
Sure.
It is a tournament that is all, now it's only a four-man tournament, but two fellas will fight twice tomorrow night.
It's going to be weird. We have Emmanuel Newton and Phil Davis in one light heavyweight matchup, and then King Mo Lowell versus Linton Vassell are in the other fight.
And again, we talked about it last night. King Mo is the chosen one of Bellator.
He is.
They love this guy. They've been trying to get this guy a title.
Just
he loses
to
Emmanuel Newton. Somehow he gets a rematch. Emmanuel Newton continues. Just look at this. Not only is King Mo not fighting Emmanuel Newton in the first round, or Phil Davis, who is leaving the UFC and also went to high school with Danny Lansana, he is fighting Linton Vassell. And the thing that kind of is just, again, the conspiracist already left. He's out on the road doing a feature for us. Why is that fight first? So
right.
You're now going to give the winner, let's just don't hand it to King Mo, even though they're trying to. If King Mo wins, he's now going to get an extra 30, 35, 40 minutes before his next fight.
Sure.
Just saying, you want to shut people like me up? Have him fight last.
You would think.
Just
you
saying.
You would think. But again, you said at the beginning... He's their guy. They've been trying for a while to push him, to push his brand, to push his name, to help push their name. And it seems like, for whatever reason, he hasn't been able to follow up, and they're still trying. They're still trying, and then whoever's going to be the winners of those two fights will fight each other, and that will be your TBD versus TBD.
And that'll be a couple hours after the Newton-Phil Davis fight. Following the Newton-Davis fight, Carrie Ann Taylor Melendez. Does that name sound familiar? It's Gilbert Melendez's wife. Will be entering the squared circle for the bantamweight kickboxing, and that's the other part of Dynamite. So there'll be some kickboxing. Kind of interesting.
Mixing it up.
Paul Daly's in a kickboxing match and not an MMA event for Paul Daly. He is a stand-up. I think it'll be an exciting, good fight to watch. Josh Thompson, who just departed the UFC, signs with Bellator, all over money. It's going to be a good, good card. I'm looking forward to it. With the finale, like I said, the guy that has been on Knockout Radio Thursday nights, probably more than any other celebrity interviewee, whatever, Tito Ortiz, and I hope he pulls home another title. Not sure he will, but I'm rooting for him.
It's going to be an interesting matchup. Obviously, we talked about this last night. Towards the end of his career, I'm of the opinion that he's had some resurgence and that he's newly motivated, considering
he's motivated.
A lot of what was going on outside of his professional career was affecting him personally. Completely understandable with everything going on. And now that he's been able to not only take care of that side, but go over to back to fighting in the professional side of his career and put together a couple wins and get back to the championship. Again, I think he has a very good shot at Liam McGeary tomorrow night.
All right, so the circus in Nevada went down, I believe it was last Tuesday. The Nevada State Athletic Commission, a lot of people went before him. The only person who did not go before the Nevada State Athletic Commission, Nick Diaz, and by not going before him, by pleading the fifth, by being adamant in his third alleged fail, and when I say alleged, he did fail a test, but two other samples from the same sample were negative. The third, that didn't even go to a qualified WADA organization, said he tested positive. All of that combined, not one, not three, not four, but a five-year suspension.
Pretty much done. I think, at least here in the United States, we talked about it again a little bit last night. So if you want to hear the full discussion, make sure you look us up on iTunes. But
and hopefully Greg Hendrick finds out the answer that if you no longer are going to fight or planning on fighting in the United States and the Nevada State, any of the athletic commissions are not a court of law, is he really responsible for the $130-some-thousand fine, you know, that was handed down to him? Can he just say, you know what, that word that I didn't want used by the Florida coach,
right?
Can he say it to the commission and not pay it?
And again, that's a very, very good question. We were thinking about
that's mine for the month,
the possibility of him trying to go and continue to fight elsewhere outside of the United States, because most likely the athletic commissions for the different states would follow suit with Nevada. We also discussed whether or not it's a big enough deal for people to say, okay, well, I'm not going to fight in Nevada anymore because of whatever the decision was there. And bad idea, guys.
I think it's a bad idea.
Awful idea.
I know we only have 2 minutes left. Real quickly, let's run down the NFL schedule, throw out some of your picks. Well, Sean mentioned it earlier. He took Buffalo over New England. I'm going to stick with New England.
Well, we're both sticking with that one. I also picked New England. I don't think they're going to lose very many this year.
Houston at Carolina. Houston lost last week. Carolina.
I think Carolina is a lock on that one.
And if that's a lock, that's bad news for the Bucs, because then Houston's going to be 0-2 next week when the Buccaneers come in at 1-1. What? 1-1?
Wait a minute.
I'm going to stick with them one more week.
Interesting.
I'm going to stick with them. I picked them against Tennessee, and they did not look good in any aspect. Mike Evans should be back. New Orleans
may not, though.
But he may not.
May not.
New Orleans is not the New Orleans that we've always come to know. Big game, big crowd, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to stay on it just one more week, and I'm going to take the Bucs over New Orleans.
It's hard to pick the Saints in a division game when they're at home.
It's hard to pick them?
It's hard to pick against them. Okay. I apologize.
Arizona at Chicago. Ray Flores said last night, Chicago is also very bad. I'm gonna go with Arizona.
Arizona as well.
Any other? Tennessee, Cleveland. Sean took Tennessee. I'll take Cleveland. Detroit, Minnesota. Good game. I may take Detroit.
I say Detroit as well.
So hit us up on Twitter. You know how to reach me at Knockout Radio.
At KOS.
A lot of things to give away. Go to the website, knockoutradio.com. Send us an email.
Knockoutradio.com on Facebook.
We will pull some winners. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the Bucks. Enjoy the MMA all weekend long.